T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We need more dogs is right, as you heard there in the open. We don't need meows, and right now the LSU Tigers are kind of meows. They're not playing like the big cats. They're more kittens, etc. Jimmy Smith of TigerDetails.com joining us now. Jimmy, how are you?
Doing well, brother. Preparing for another eventful weekend of football.
Yeah, it's going to be eventful. I think that might be putting it mildly, Jimmy, to be quite honest with you. The Florida Gators come to town, and look, they are very much aware of what LSU did to them last year in the Swamp. I'm sure that's top of mind. They might downplay it as much as possible, but you can't tell me if you're a sophomore on that team from last year and you're now a junior, you're not thinking about that. You can't convince me of that.
Oh, it's absolutely on the mind of those kids. This is a rivalry game. The kids view it as such, for sure. And that was a big loss last year. I mean, Florida really won that game outside of a mishap on their part, and it really changed the trajectory of their season. So you better believe there's a sour taste in their mouth. They didn't forget it. And in sports, you know, unfortunately, maybe when individuals are concerned, you don't kick a man when he's down. But when teams are concerned, they see a wounded fish in the water and they become sharks. So I expect the Florida Geckos to come out here and really, try to put it to LSU.
Did you say geckos?
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Florida yard lizards. I'm sorry. Florida yard lizards, geckos, whatever you want to call them.
There you go. All right.
I'll give them caimans.
Okay. All right. I just didn't know if you misspoke there or was that intent. apparently it was intentional.
It just slipped out. I've done it a couple times this week, and it actually just slipped out.
Okay. Well, it was well played. Gecko, gator, I get it. Jimmy, right now, if you take stock of this LSU team, they've got 6 games remaining. They're 3-3. Can they go .500? Or do you think – can they get – what wins do you see on the remaining schedule? Where can they stack up some wins?
Yeah, in 3 weeks, that's going to be a week that they don't have a loss on the bye week, for sure. And then the ULM game, I think that's a certain win. Other than that, I think their opponents are the better teams in every matchup moving forward, especially when you take all the injuries into account. So to get to 6-6, when you look at it in that perspective, they're going to need to pull out some games here they're not supposed to. I don't think they're better than Ole Miss. I don't think they're better than A&M, Arkansas, Florida, Alabama. I don't think they're better than any of those teams. So to win some of those contests are going to be upsets. And frankly, I think it's going to be very tough to do so. They're limited now with the firepower they have. They were hoping they'd become healthier as the season went on. No, that's not been the case. It's going in the other direction. There's not a lot of continuity between the players and staff right now. Everybody's just kind of has their hands in the air and is searching for an answer, and I don't know if there is one. So I think it would be hard-pressed for Ed Orgeron and staff to find 3 more wins on the schedule. I can't see it.
Well, that would put them at below .500. If they win 2 out of the 4, that would put them at, 5-7 to finish. That's not acceptable. Oh, yeah. That's not acceptable. There's no way Coach O survives.
And I would agree with that. And that's kind of why I'm taking the stance I have. You know, as a journalist, I try to be respectful of men and their jobs, and you don't put the cart before the horse or any of those cliches you could use for this. But at the end of the day, it's where's the path for Ed Orgeron to continue as the head coach of LSU beyond this year? And I just can't see it. And I mean, I think this team's really looking for miracles here. And I just don't know if there's enough miracles left in the world to pull this off, to be honest. So, and even if they were to go 6-6, is that good enough coming off of 500? I'd argue not. I think 6-6 isn't good enough. I think he would need to win the majority of his games moving forward, be 4-2 to have any chance to pull this out. And it's all going to start this weekend.
If Coach O and the Tigers win Saturday against Florida, they beat Ole Miss, lose to Alabama, and lose to Arkansas, but win against Texas A&M, I think there's a good chance he keeps his job.
I could see that, especially finishing with a big win, right? Going back to the Les Miles, retaining his job against Texas A&M at the end of the year when he was all but done at LSU and the team kind of rallying behind him. If he were to go on that type of path with those wins, I think he definitely has a puncher's chance there. I think that that's the bare minimum. I think anything less than that, and he's basically has zero chance at that stage. So I think, you know, the way you're projecting it, the possibilities of that playing out as such, that gives him a shot for sure. But I don't even think at that point he would, you know, it would be more likely than not. I think it's still almost a toss-up.
Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com here on Sports Talk. And, Jimmy, you know, it's easier to dwell in the negative than it is the positive. And they are starting to get healthier up front along the offensive line, so that would be a positive, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, definitely. That's been coming into the season. That was the question mark, and it's played out as such. And that's the weakness of this team. That will help this team tremendously if they continue to get healthier and stay healthy as the season moves forward.
Do you think that Miles Brennan will return this year at least healthy and have a chance to play, or do you think that's a foregone conclusion? Even if they're, I don't know, still losing games, would Coach O then go, hey, I got to try everything I can at this point, and maybe if Miles is healthy, he inserts him as a starting quarterback?
I think there's certainly a chance. You know, when it comes to yanking a quarterback, you don't yank them for losses. You yank them if they are part of the reason you think they're part of the reason you're losing. Right?
Well, so far, so, Max isn't the reason, I don't think.
I don't – exactly. So I don't view it as Max has lost this job. But I do think if you're trying to find some magic and you're struggling and you're looking for a spark and you're 1-1 in these next two games or 0-2 and Coach O is still the coach and Miles Brennan comes back healthy after the bye week, perhaps you do give him a shot at that point. What do you have to lose, right? Try to capture some magic. Try to spark this team any way you can. And then you also present a different look to defenses. So I could see that playing out like that in the next few weeks. I think Miles is still a little ways away from being able to get on the field possibly. But I could see a situation where he would play way, way quicker than I could see a situation where they were to insert the freshman Garrett Nussmeier into the starting lineup based on what I started out with. Max Johnson hasn't lost these games. I don't think he's really contributed to these losses. I don't think the issues lie at his feet. So
not solely at his feet. I think he's lacked some accuracy at times that have hurt him on some big throws.
Absolutely. But I also think we really need to take into account what he's dealt with since the beginning of the season. He's been under duress from snap one. You can't expect a guy who's 20 out of 30 times scrambling for his life and those other 10 times to act like that never happened, right? So when you're consistently that bad in pass protection, it's going to affect a quarterback even when there isn't a rush. The things we've seen where he maybe has lacked some pocket presence or run into a pass rush in certain situations, things like that, those are things that showed themselves last year when he had a little better protection. This season, things have looked quite different up front. And we see a different quarterback as a result. So I don't think he's lost this job, but I think Miles Brennan has certainly earned a shot to kind of resurrect his career in this team if this team is still struggling when he's healthy.
If you're Coach O and you do decide to make that move, at that point, you're talking sheer desperation. So you're not concerned at that point with if Max Johnson ends up transferring. You're just not, because you're trying to save your job. And if you feel like Miles Brennan is the one to help you do that, you do it.
Exactly. And that's a big factor here. And I'm glad that was a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. If Coach Orgeron was to insert Miles Brennan, it's an act of desperation. and you aren't concerned about the potential of transfer portals and the effects that could come from that. You know, and Max Johnson's brother is the number one tight end in the country and currently committed to LSU. So there could be repercussions outside of Max Johnson. But if you're at Orgeron fighting for your life, I don't think any of that matters at that stage. And so, you know, if he has the opportunity to try to find some magic with Miles Brennan, I think he'll certainly take it.
Kayshon Boutte lost for the season. He's their biggest weapon offensively. Who do you think steps up and eats up some of those touches and targets?
Yeah, I think we've seen a lot of the freshmen, Brian Thomas, Deion Smith, Jack Besh, have all made an impact this year. I think we're going to see more of them, but you're also going to see Malik Nabers, a freshman from the Lafayette area, who had to sit out a senior year, who is the most dynamic freshman receiver in camp prior to injuring his shoulder. He's coming back healthy. He's almost at full strength. He's been getting more and more snaps week in and week out. I expect him to see an increased workload moving forward, and it's going to be a bunch of young guys. And then you have some veterans too, like Cord Moore. I expect Cord Moore from Rummel, who was the starting slot receiver for most of last year, to start getting some more touches. And guys like Trey Palmer, who's been in and out of the wide receiver rotation, I expect him to be inserted back into the rotation and to get more targets moving forward.
All right, straight up here, six games remain for LSU. What's their record in those six games?
Man, nobody's going to want to hear this. 4-8. I don't see them upsetting any of these teams, and a lot of it now is based on limited personnel. The amount of injuries that are accumulating for this team, we're talking NFL guys. When you talk about Elias Ricks, Derek Stingley, Allie Gay, Kayshon Boutte, these aren't just football players and starters. These are your difference makers.
It's your core.
That's your core. So you've lost the core of an average team. So where does that put them? I don't see them beating any of these teams moving forward. I think all of these teams moving forward are feeling really good about themselves, playing really good football, whereas this LSU team just doesn't look anything like its former self.
Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com. Jimmy, what's on the site?
A lot of football talk, of course. Baseball recruiting. Baseball's taken off. They're doing a great job over there. So we've been covering the heck out of some baseball recruiting. You know, discussing any and everything LSU. Had a big chat the other day discussing all the recruiting implications and all the potential coaching moves moving forward. So tune in Tiger Details. Certainly a time to do it.
Jimmy, Scott at Master Control is playing Thunderstruck, one of my favorite songs ever. And it was at your request?
Yes, it is. He was going to bring me in, but it was already predetermined, and he wasn't sure if it was Layla. And he pulling me out with Thunderstruck, brother. And that's for you. That's for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Jimmy. You know me well. I love that song. I'm working on it on a guitar. Haven't quite gotten there yet, but I'm working on it. Jimmy, have yourself a spectacular Thursday night.
You too, brother. Take care.
All right, man. We'll step away and come back. Let this ride a little bit. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.